Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Try to live my life every day. Keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the team champions of the podcast world. I am the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost, and with me is the radical one, the savage one, Ryan Dean, the right lip. How are you, my friend? Hopefully you came off a betting weekend winning millions.
It was another even weekend. Another even weekend. It's just, I really got to figure something out to get back to that winning stage, but it's all right, you know. And we might have to figure something out because your octaves, you really hit some notes that my system doesn't pick up for some reason. So maybe you just have to send me a sample of you saying that and I'll just plug it in.
Actually, I can just send you because it comes through on the Rodecaster because I recorded right on that. But I did notice that week when I screwed up and, you know, had a button error that Zoom, it doesn't pick up a lot of it. It drops a lot of the audio.
OK, so. Well. There we go. But yeah, man, no, having a good, long weekend. It's nice, man. Usually, you know, when I worked for Pepsi, I'd be working today.
Right.
And it's so nice, man. For anyone out there that is working today on a Monday, Labor Day, or even if you had to work Saturday and Sunday over the weekend, you know, like, I don't know. I don't really know what to say, honestly. It sucks, but thank you for doing your jobs, you know what I mean? Because everyone's just trying to put food on the table right now, and it's hard. It's getting harder every day, man. So, you know, God bless you guys.
Hey, the unemployment's down to 14%, the lowest it's been in 50 years.
Is that true? I could buy that.
No.
I could buy that, but it doesn't matter if someone's working for fucking $10 an hour because shit is so fucking expensive. So, right. You know, if you're doing that, you're making $400 a week and that's being taxed.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
What I was getting at is when Trump was in office, I think the unemployment was down to like 3%.
That wasn't just like in particular communities, like black community, Mexican, nothing like that.
No, the black community was even lower.
I doubt that, you know, man.
Bidenomics. I mean, he's got the he. Remember how bad of an economy he inherited when he took office?
I mean, so he did inherit a bad economy, but that was because of COVID. You know what I mean? Like that shut a lot of shit down. I will say, dude, even though I'm not a Trumper anymore, yeah, man, the economy seemed to be doing okay under him. You know what I mean? And I think that was, it's tough to know exactly what he was doing, right? But I tend to think, you know, and I've mentioned this many times, that I think that these plans are in place. And they want the economy to be bad. They want inflation rough. So they want to put a buffoon in office so that it makes sense. And you know what would be really interesting is if this ended up being a really good thing for Republican candidates in the future. And this was kind of like a Republican plan or something to push in Republicans in the future. Because, dude, the Democrats are looking really retarded right now, you know, even to a lot of people that didn't see that before. I kind of hate both sides, but, you know, that's just me.
Come on, man.
Well, I agree, but it's been rough, dude. Like, you know, I went to the store today and, you know, just buying little basic things here and there. I want to paint my cabinets, right? That's a plan. We're going to, you know, get started on that after we're done here before the Monday night master debaters. And, you know, the paint was surprisingly cheap, you know, at Walmart. I just got some cheap fucking black paint at Walmart, but the food is insane. Like stuff that you need on a day-to-day basis is insanely expensive, but things like, you know, paint and things that you do use for like home improvement projects are decent. Now, if you needed wood a couple months back, that was rough.
Oh, it's still rough.
Is it still rough?
Oh yeah. A sheet of plywood, I think out here is going for right around $70, I want to say. which is nuts. And I'm in the building trades, you know, job market, and our big home builders, dude, they're slowing down. They're not putting up the numbers because they can't. Who can afford just the lumber alone?
Right.
To frame out a house.
If my whack little property out here is worth almost $300,000 at this point, when I bought it for $99,000, I don't understand how anyone can build a home right now. Like, a decent home is going to cost over $250,000. You know what I mean? A decent, we're talking like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, nothing, no bells and whistles. So yeah, I get it. Like, you'd think like a home like my parents, which is, you know, a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom, excuse me. That's going to cost, you know, $250,000, you know, something crazy like that.
I know Arizona is a little bit cheaper than Pennsylvania in certain areas, but
what are you saying?
That it's a nicer and easier to live when in a cheaper.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it should be, because it's unlivably hot because of climate change. It wasn't hot when I was born. It's gotten really hot, right? So
and the people that are doing drugs and passing out on the street and getting burns, I mean, that didn't happen before climate change.
It wasn't happening in the 90s at all. So no. Yeah, man, it's wild. But yeah, I agree, dude. It's just it's a tough time. It's a tough time to try to run a family or whatever, buy anything, really, at the end of the day. So, but on a brighter note, what'd you get into this weekend? You had a nice weekend, and if I'm not mistaken, you're continuing your weekend.
I am. I'm continuing it all week long. I'm on vacation. Had to use up the last of my vacation days because they don't roll over. And in 2 weeks, I celebrate my 10th year at my job. So I get 4 weeks vacation. So I'm pretty happy about that. And Friday, didn't really do much. Made a surprise guest appearance on the tavern, on my own show.
Nice.
Kind of surprised everybody. But Saturday, didn't really do too much. Just kind of called it a somewhat of an early night. And then yesterday, hung out with my sister. We went over to this block party to check it out in this town that her and I grew up in. And it was okay. We only stayed like maybe 15 minutes, 20 max. Got a beer from one of the local breweries there. And it wasn't bad. Good. They had live music and stuff. But I guess it's growing. I don't know. It was the first time.
The town?
The block party. In and of itself. And then we came back and stopped at the grocery store. I said, let's grill some chicken. Dude, I got 10 thighs for $5.05.
Thighs are cheap.
Thighs are cheap.
And dark meat's cheap.
Yes. And I was like, damn. But everything else that we had to get to go with it, which wasn't much, I think my bill came out to $70.
Yeah, man. You can't go to like Walmart without spending $50 on a meal. It is cheaper to go to like Applebee's. You know what I mean? Like literally for like what you're doing, especially if you're getting to go. You don't get a tip when you're doing to go. This is a controversial opinion that I have, but it's true, dude. I used to work in the restaurant industry. What the hell are these people doing when they're packing your to-go order? You know what I mean? They get paid a little more too at Chili's, the to-go people. So yeah, man, you don't got a tip. But dude, do you guys have Sonics out there?
We do, but not close to where I am. Like, they're far and few between.
So when those were new out here, all the servers or all the skaters, I don't know what you call the people back then, when they'd give you your food, they would expect tips. And like, it's stupid, dude. It's like you're literally skating out here and handing me food. You're not refilling drinks. You're not getting me extra condiments and, service with a smile. You're handing me food. So it's
no different than if your food isn't ready at McDonald's and they tell you to pull up forward and wait for a second.
It's right.
It's the same concept.
But I do like the idea of skates, though. That's fun.
Yeah, I'd probably fall and break a hip, but, you know.
I've seen they have some restaurants at I forget where it's at, but it's like girls that are dressed like super hot. And then they're like, it's an actual restaurant with alcohol and stuff. And they come up skating. And that sounds fun. Something hot about skates, like the four wheels when a girl's wearing like short shorts and nice legs. I like it a lot.
Like what you see when they show like videos of, I'm assuming it's like Venice Beach or whatever, you know, people are up going up and down the boardwalk or whatever it is, roller skating and, you know, scantily clad men and women. And
Yeah, the men aren't too hot for me, but I do enjoy the women.
I enjoy a hairy butt cheek.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's just one area where we're different. But yeah, man, I watched UFC this weekend as always, and actually connected with an old dude that I went to high school with, and he fights in a local promotion, but he trains with a lot of like UFC people, like big, big names, people that are like ranked UFC fighters. So it's pretty cool. I'm going to have him on the MMA show that we do. And we're talking about bets and stuff. He bets on UFC fights and shit like that. So that'll be cool to connect with an old friend. And apparently he's doing some good things when it comes to MMA. So awesome. That's always fun. Yeah, man. It's nice to see somebody doing something like that. But other than that, dude, normal ass weekend. Didn't make any, what did I make? I
made French style steak.
I did make French style steak and it was good, but it like, so with French style steak, with this steak, you're supposed to mix brandy. I didn't want to get brandy because I didn't want to drink it. Cause I'm not just going to buy like a couple shooters, right? I bought like a small bottle of bourbon, which is similar. I mean, it's, you know, oak barrel, some kind of white oak or some shit. And the only difference between brandy and bourbon is like the way that it's aged, right? Mm-hmm. So did it with bourbon. It turned out good, but it did make me tired, like really tired. This bourbon sauce that you put on the steak. I don't know if I cooked the bourbon out all the way or what, but it was nice. Really, really good. Made some au gratin potatoes, homemade, you know, not that box shit, and some broccoli. So it was nice, dude. Really good time.
I tell you what, my wife, I don't know if you'd call, she just always called them cheesy potatoes, but she'd slice the potatoes thin, you know, cream cheese, not cream cheese, but like heavy cream, some milk, some cheese, onions, and bake it. Oh my God, I love them. They're to me, they're like an au gratin or what's the other one that.
That's essentially au gratin right there. Yeah. The way I did it, though, I did it nice. I, you know, laid them out like ratatouille, you know, like how you lay them like that. And then you layer them with the onions. That's how I did mine. It was a lovely sight.
Nice. Yeah, I could actually, man, I could go for some of them.
They're good, dude. Yeah, tonight we're just going to keep it pretty simple because trying to be cheap until the weekend again. But what do you say we get into the news?
Okay. Yeah, we can. I was just going to say the chicken I did. I did it. I call it fireman's chicken because, like, you get it a lot at, like, these fireman fairs and, like, little small-town carnivals. I don't know if you guys have it out there. What you do is you take a stick of butter, a cup of white vinegar, some salt, pepper, and I put a little bit of garlic, like minced garlic, in the pan. You heat everything up, bring it to a boil, let it, and then shut it off, and then you just baste your chicken the whole time with that sauce.
Sounds good.
Fucking amazing.
Huh. Fireman's chicken, huh?
Yep.
I'll have to look it up. It's probably called something different out here.
It probably is. I'm the one that kind of just called it fireman's chicken because I never knew what it was called. I don't know. I love it. And I was craving it. My sister had never had it. And she's like, wow, this is really freaking good. I'm like, I told you.
What's up? Yeah, man. I mean, I feel like that's a perfect segue talking about firemen and this whole Burning Man situation, right? I think it's pretty wild what's going on. There was the festival was supposed to start August 27th, and then it was supposed to end today. And it just really, I mean, went up in flames. You're not seeing anything on the website, though, which is fun. And
I've been seeing is on like TikTok, and it's very sporadic.
Yeah, they're kind of trying to keep it under wraps a little bit. But do you know where this is held, where Burning Man's held?
I don't. I want to say California, or is it Texas?
Yeah, but specifically Black Rock City it's held. Oh, okay. Shit. In a nice salt bed. And yeah, apparently, I mean, it's just been a real shit show. And I guess the people that were hosting it kind of knew what was going to happen. And, you know, all kinds of different people. You've got like Paris Hilton, Elon Musk, all these people going there. And it's, to me, man, I don't know. I want to see what you think about it first before I kind of give my thoughts on it, because I'm not a fan, but I want to see what you think about the whole thing. If you've even put much thought into it.
I never really have put much thought into Burning Man. I know of Burning Man, but I never put any more thought into what they actually do. Is it like a concert? Is it, you know, like, is it like South by Southwest? You know, I don't really know, but it's called Burning Man. So I just kind of always maybe thought it was more occulty-ish and what have you. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's so, you know, it reminds me of like just like how the CIA creates culture all the time, you know.
Right.
The idea, from what I understand, is like you're kind of sticking it to the man, you're burning the man, like you're going, okay. Oh, these guys, you know, the oppressors of the world suck, right? But then you got Elon Musk.
Yeah.
You got Elon Musk attending. You've got Google, you know, infamously having like a massive area at this. All kinds of Silicon Valley people make their appearances there and shit. But it's focused. It's like a little communist compound almost. Like every, you can't bring money there. You're not supposed to bring money. If you want, like, let's say you want a t-shirt. You have to have something that you can trade for that t-shirt. Like a burger or let's say some pussy. I mean, there's a lot of drugs and sex. Gross sex, you know, sweaty, nasty sex.
Unshowered, unclean sex, yes.
And gross people. You know, these women with dreadlocks sex is what we're talking about. So, yeah, it's rough. And it just seems like it's some of the worst people in the world that are stuck at this thing. I think Chris Rock is stuck there this time around, too. But you've got a pretty chaotic thing going on. Supposedly the roads are going to open up today. September 4th, but this seemed to be the biggest story that's not, you know, talked about a whole lot. I haven't even seen anything about it on Instagram, to be honest.
I haven't on Instagram. I came across maybe two random posts on TikTok that, you know, over the weekend, and it was, I didn't even really pay much attention to it. I was just like, ah, good for them. You know, oh my God, you went to Burning Man and you can't get out and there's armed guards not letting you out. Well, good for you.
Okay. Yeah. So we can play this minute long video here. Apparently it's in the Nevada, California border, I want to say. But we'll see. They might give a little more clarity here. Again, this isn't something that I would ever attend. It sounds, you know, when I was back into like smoking a bunch of weed and stuff, it seemed fun. But that's the problem, dude. Weed culture is the worst. It's like the worst people that are all about like, hey man, let's get together and smoke a joint. You know, it's like, dude, get the fuck away from me. I'd rather, you know, drink some beers or something. There's no cool people that really are into weed. You know what I mean? And Kim smokes a lot of weed, so she would be offended.
I will say I'm the opposite. I would rather smoke weed than drink beer, but I wasn't the hippie dippy type of pot smoker. You know what I mean? I was more, let's throw on some rock and roll. You know what I mean? Almost like anti-hippie pot smoker. Like I didn't get into the Grateful Dead or the hippie type music and vibe. I just enjoyed smoking some weed and relaxing and, you know, just
out. Let's let the auras just move around us. It's like, dude, shut up.
Your colors.
Yeah. Let's talk about our zodiacs. But yeah, let's see what this guy has to say here. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear.
Thousands of people in a sticky situation in the Nevada desert. This is new CNN drone video of people who came for the normally sun-soaked Burning Man festival, but extreme weather intervened. This video taken just a short time ago as the revelers were making their way out of the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. A storm dumped 2 or 3 months worth of rain in just 24 hours, one death. During the downpour is being investigated. Attendees have been bogged down in thick, ankle-deep mud, making driving impossible, walking a slog. They're being told to conserve water, food, and fuel, but things are slowly improving. Earlier, I spoke to one woman stranded there and asked her about the conditions.
Well, here's what it looks like on your feet. It's horrible. Wow. Everything is wet. Everything is muddy.
That's the kind of sex that's going on out there is with dude ladies like this.
But all of our spirits are really high. Like the previous person said, we're all kind of coming together as a community, making sure, you know, we all get packed up and break down camp safely. Everybody's eating. Everybody's got water. Everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, this is a festival to stick it to the man, correct?
Supposedly. It's right. The focus is really community. It's not to say fuck the man. It's mostly about community, but yes.
Okay. For people that don't watch the video, all you saw was RVs and newer cars. Okay. These vehicles aren't cheap.
RVs are expensive as shit, man. I've wanted one for a long time.
Yeah. they're fucking super expensive. That's why I got into XRP. I was like, well, that's my retirement fund. Maybe I could, if I
get an RV,
get an RV someday, you know, and just drive around, you know, and see the country. But it's like, then you start pricing them, you're like, holy shit, they're as much as a fucking house almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you want like a nice one. But yeah, dude, that is a good observation, actually, because it's all about like glamping. There's a lot of people out there that are glamping. Are you familiar with glamping?
Yes, that's a very glamorous camping.
Yes. Okay, so apparently
right out of it.
Dude, the New York Times is so whack that they charge to read articles online.
Uh-huh.
Like, what a whack operation they're running there. I'm trying to see, because yeah, this title of this New York Times article is "What is Burning Man? Why have Paris Hilton and Elon Musk decided to show up?" If anything screams anti-elitism, it's Paris Hilton and Elon Musk. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, it's a bunch of just insufferable people. I'm not saying that these people deserve to die, right? I mean, like, that's obviously never what I'm getting at here, but,
I know this is a little off topic, but Paris Hilton, didn't she do a sex tape back in the day?
Yeah, kind of.
It was like, it didn't really show anything that I remember.
It's like Night Vision.
Yeah, it was. And she like glowed green. She's so white.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was pretty scary. It was
weird. Gross.
Yes. So yeah, it shows here a city in northwestern Nevada, a temporary city erected in the Black Rock Desert, about 100 miles northeast of Reno. And okay. This is where this is held. I always just thought it was interesting that this was held in Black Rock Desert and in Black Rock City, they call it. You wonder if there's something to it when it comes to that, right? Like, I don't know. I know Black Rock's been around for a minute, but I think this has been around longer, since the 80s. This has been. So they started around the same time.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, it's a. To me, I've heard a lot of people talk about the occult aspects of it and just what goes on here. You know, a lot of people are just on drugs the entire time. And, you know, that's obviously going to fuck with your head a little bit when you're doing kind of stuff. So it was supposed to be a week.
Blown out on drugs and try to survive 2 months of rain in 24 hours.
Yeah, dude, that's why I think it's kind of funny. And, you know, like these people are not the people that are like mentally okay with someone dying, you know what I mean? Like, so if people are dying out here, they're just like freaking out, you know? And it's like, dude, anytime you get a lot of people together, odds are someone's going to die, right? Yeah. One person's died, supposedly. I think it's been more than that. I've heard more, but it is kind of just an interesting concept that these people would be freaking out about this. But what do you say? Do you want to watch this reflection burn night 2022? This would be last year.
Sure, why not?
See what it is.
Educate me a little bit on the topic.
It's 5 minutes long. We may not watch the whole thing. Seeing a lot of
psychedelics.
Yeah, it looks like a kaleidoscope, right? Mm-hmm.
A lot of spaceship imagery.
Right. Fireworks, spaceships, bright colors. Just imagine being on like LSD, man, you know, like how that would feel.
I don't think I would like it. Like, how does this not put someone to sleep?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this what it is the whole time? So this is just a 5 minute video of this.
Yeah, just a psychedelic trippy video. Yeah, I'm good.
So it's not, you know. Like I said, this just, to me, it just screams elitism. It doesn't do anything to go against that whole culture. So
I'm sure if we
it's suffered through it got fucked up.
We could, if we suffered through it, we could find some symbology in there, but, I don't know. I think we'd both be sitting here snoring if we actually sat there and watched it.
Yeah. It's not not a good watch, but yeah, man, I don't know if you had anything that you wanted to pull up first. I was going to go through, I got some good stuff sent to me, but I just haven't had a chance to look through it. So,
hey, let me bring up the old Tick-a-ma-talk and see what I saved throughout the week. Cause I saved a couple things.
I'm already tired from watching that minute of it.
Nice. Nice. Do that. Bam. Nothing like going to sleep. Do we want to go, should we touch on Maui? Revisit that a little bit?
Sure.
All right. So this was a public city council meeting, and I'll see if I know you'll pick out one person in this video.
Everybody wants to be is on TV. Come stand with the people. You guys' job and obligation is to serve the people of Hawaii, to ensure that we still stay in this place we call home.
This is a lawsuit that was put on you yesterday at 4:35 p.m.
Oh, thank you.
It's a quorum rental that's supposed to be limiting your powers, questioning the validity of this entire group. People from Lahaina sent you this quorum rental, yet you still feel like it's okay to sit here and talk about programs and housing and how much money you guys lost.
And I'm actually speaking to each of you sitting around this table. Is your name listed as a stakeholder of any of the redevelopment plans regarding a smart city? I can tell you, Department of Planning, DLNR, DBED, Housing, all of you, all of these agencies, and I'm not saying to you directly, but you're here representing these agencies, therefore, it is your responsibility to tell the truth. Each one of these agencies have signed on as stakeholders for the redevelopment of a smart city in Maui.
Just want to remind you guys that you guys work for us. You guys work for us. I don't know if you guys forget. You know, 1,000 people could come up here and say that they want something. I mean, the way it looks, you guys just go with what is going to further your political career. It's just like we come here to talk about something, and then you guys start fighting back with us. You work for us. You don't talk to your boss like that, right? Who talks to their boss like that? Nobody talks to their boss like that. Oh, you can't go talk to him because he got security. Look at Josh Green, how weak man. What happened? I came inside, what? He got to go check his Bevedis? What is going on? He's supposed to go,
Please not that. Let's not do that. This is not that kind of a meeting. It's not a political meeting or a campaign meeting.
Yeah, no,
this is serious business.
But you saying that, is very, that really bothers me. You're not being a waiter. You talk to your boss like that. I'm your boss. And for real, these people, they are your boss. Shame is when you do something behind everybody's back. Enough is enough, huh? No. More screwing over the people of Hawaii. More, you know, how much? And I can say it again. I can talk about Green. That's your guy's leader. He's not even here. He's a guy. He only signs the bill to further his political career. So what is next? He let go for president. And that's what you guys look for. Oh, that's the guy I look up to. The guy who screws everybody over to get to the top.
I've given testimony so many times.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So BJ Penn, I think, is trying to get into politics too.
Nice. I didn't know he lived in Hawaii.
Yeah, he's him and like Max Holloway are like the two biggest Hawaiian fighters. Okay.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was just like, oh wow, shit. No, don't start your shit.
Yeah, and that's good. And you know what too? Like that bitch that interrupted him.
And we're starting at the bottom with one 24-ounce jar of sauce.
Whatever. I guess we're going to watch a recipe. Huh?
All right, y'all, have my crock pot liner in, and we're starting at the bottom with
It needs you to watch this.
Sauce, whatever kind you'd like. Oops, on top of the sauce.
On top of the
sauce. We're doing some shredded mozzarella cheese.
Are you going to watch this?
No, I'm trying to get it to stop.
All right, we're doing a layer of cheese like so.
After,
on top of this,
apparently this is the real conspiracy is
we're putting
a
about,
penne pasta,
pasta on
instead
top,
of a crock pot.
Right? That's great. About half of the dry pasta.
Just close out of it. Pasta. Like hit the X button. There you go.
Any button. I had to open my control delete and just open it and then close that so I could go on to something else. Oh,
that's
God.
All right. Live. You know, we're not live, but you know, we just do this all in one take. That there's fuck ups every once in a while, right? That lady that just interrupted him, dude. You know, it's like she's proving his point.
Absolutely.
Like he's saying something that actually happened, that this pussy the, you know, Governor Green there walks out when big bad BJ Penn, who's a retired fighter. I mean, the guy went on an impressive losing streak towards the end of his career. Kind of sad. A lot of these guys don't really know when to quit fighting, but I mean, like, the guy comes in, still would be able to kick anyone's ass in that room, realistically. Oh, and this dude just walks out, and BJ Penn points that out. And the lady's like, that's not what happened, because she's, you know, got to ride his ween. Yeah, it's pathetic, man. These people are scumbags. And I know that you've seen the whole thing right there with Oprah and The Rock. That's another sad thing, man. Like, I like how the hashtag is fuck Hollywood on that other one, too, because that's exactly what it is, man. This giant nine head of a woman here with The Rock, who is selling out his people, man. Like, shame on these two people.
Yeah.
Awful people.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, it's literally, and people have been saying this, you know, a billionaire and a multi-millionaire are asking us for money.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them both, man. It's horrible.
You want me to play it quick?
Sure, yeah. Let's play all of them. I like these.
Of our own money, and are looking forward to the help of every person who called me and said, what can I do? This is what you can do. The People's Fund of Maui.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
The fund of our own money.
Yeah.
That one? I think this is another one.
No fucking way is this happening.
It's Fund of Maui that will put money directly in the hands of the people who need it right now.
Red.
So if you send a donation.
There is no way that Oprah Winfrey, a mega billionaire whose house is one of the only houses that didn't burn down in Maui, is coming out here and asking us little folks to donate our money to the victims of the wildfires. There is no way that that's happening. During what can only be described as a modern day Great Depression, when people are losing their own homes and people can't afford to buy their own food right now, why don't you sell your mansion that seemed to somehow be saved from the wildfires and use that money to give back to the community that you feel so great about? Here's another thought. Why don't you pick up the phone and call your best buddy Biden and find out why he's only sending $700 per household to those victims? I don't know if you know this, Oprah, but the government has all of our money. The people has no money. And we feel for the people in Maui. But we know and we learned good and goddamn well that if we donate to this organization, there ain't a person out there that's going to see it. Your promises don't mean squat. Why don't you get on the phone and call up old boy Harvey Weinstein and see if he can donate? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Just when I literally thought Hollywood could not go any lower with their level of out-of-touchness, y'all just take the cake. What a slap to the fucking face of these victims. What is the matter with you? It's the ratio for me, so I know I'm not the only person that feels this way. Don't you dare donate a cent to that organization.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even though, you know, it seems like that would be the thing to do, is to donate to somebody. You got The Rock up there. He's from Hawaii, supposedly, right?
And he's the champ. Everybody loves Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. So, yeah, these snakes are just sitting here, you know, telling you something. And you just got to do the opposite always. As much as you want to give to these people, there's not a damn thing any of us can do. You know what I mean? This is why they were saying don't go over there and help, because more and more people, when they have the resources, they want to go over there and they want to help personally. And they're saying, don't do that. Just send money. You know, the UFC is even asking that, which I'm obviously extremely skeptical of. I haven't sent a dollar to Hawaii and I don't plan to, but that's not because I don't care about the people, man. I think it's tragic, but they're literally going up against the government, the United States government. And I did want to point out one thing. I know you were going to play another one right now. The Oprah's house isn't blue. You know, like, everyone's been saying that her house is blue. It's white and red.
Our roof wasn't blue.
No. Unless, like, there's not a, you know, accurate picture of it online, but I was looking around because I saw, you know, there's a funny meme out there that says, how much of a conspiracy theorist are you? And it's a picture of a guy painting his house like that light blue. And he's like, okay, hear me out. You know, and it's like, that's what, how much of a conspiracy theorist that guy is. But I looked around, it looks like it's white and red.
Well, you know, with modern day, social media, you never know what you're going to get.
Right, right. I mean, so
it kind of sucks, you know, because people are, you know, we kind of broke the blue conspiracy theory here. And I was under the impression her roof was even blue. I didn't.
It could be like the blue tin. Right. Yeah. But there's a lot of other stuff out there that is blue that provably didn't burn. Unless someone went out there and ran and put that stuff down. We showed the laser experiments that people were doing in their homes and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they're just because, you know, Oprah's house may not be blue doesn't mean anything. It just, you know, just try to, you know, not spread bullshit if that's the case. But if anyone has a picture of her house that is actually blue, yeah, send it. Like, I'm interested in what color it actually is.
Absolutely. Let's see. I think this has to do with Hawaii. Yeah.
President Biden is drawing criticism over his plans for 9/11. He's set to break a 22-year-old tradition. Every other commander-in-chief since that horrific day has observed the somber occasion from either the White House or at one of the attack sites. But not this year. President Biden will be wrapping up his climate change trip to Vietnam.
We know how he treats Gold Star families. We know how he treats the American people. This is one more nail in that hideous coffin, but it's the biggest slap in the face of them all.
There is massive symbolism in this. And what makes me sad about it is I wonder if this is going to set off some sort of trend of we're starting to forget a little bit. It's been 22 years, just like what happened to Pearl Harbor. You know, we started that kind of got replaced by 9/11 as the most catastrophic thing to ever happen on our soil. And are we now, is it losing its importance?
President.
Yeah. The thing with me is that none of those newscasters or whatever would ever say or entertain the idea that the United States government pulled that whole thing off.
Pulled both of them off.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Pearl Harbor, too. Well, they allowed Pearl Harbor to happen, I think. But I think they were actually, like, the masterminds behind 9/11. So if you brought that up on there and you said, well, maybe he's not honoring it because, like, just to play devil's advocate, maybe he's not honoring it because he does want you to forget because the government actually pulled that off. Is that possible? They'd be like, oh, you must hate America because you'd think that the government would do this to its own people. So, yeah, man, that's a great clip, though.
Yeah, since the inception of America. Like, if you can't see that, then I don't know how to help you. Drink the water that you're led to of truth.
Truth.
Mitch is back again.
Oh God!
Did you see this?
No. Is he freezing again?
Talking about what?
Running for re-election in 2026. Oh.
That's
need the windows shut down.
Oh, jeez.
Do you have a question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
She winked. You see that?
Huh? Yep.
Put him down. Put him down. He's not serving anything anymore. Just get rid of him. Like a dog.
Yeah.
Well, I love dogs, but a bad dog, we'll say.
Like Old Yeller. Gotta treat him like Old Yeller every now and
again. Yeah, it's a rabid fucking human.
Yep.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak.
Isn't it a shame that that guy was in office anyway? I mean, he should have gotten out about 30 years ago.
Yeah, and possibly tried for treason.
What did he do that was treasonous? In your mind.
Isn't his... Or no, maybe I'm...
No, it is his wife that is, like, heavily in... I mean, like, her... His Chinese. Wife is like the daughter of like their version of Lockheed Martin in China.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I mean, I don't know.
That's bad for sure.
Just throwing the treason word around a little bit too much, but I don't know.
All these people could be tried for it, dude.
Yeah. They're all scumbags.
Yeah. That's nuts, dude. It's just a shame that, you know, I've met some really intelligent people and some really like caring people and, you know, none of them, the last thought on their head is, let me run for office.
Right.
You know, so, all the people that are like brain dead, like this. I mean, dude, I'm trying not to cuss so much, but this horrible, horrible person that's just like, I mean, he could somehow fuck up a train wreck. You know what I mean? And he's in there.
A wet dream.
He could what?
He could fuck up a wet dream.
I'm sure he's done many of those.
Like you're just about to climax. You're with the hottest supermodel in the world in your dream, and in comes Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, just staring.
Yeah.
Not able to really get his thoughts out.
Yeah. Let's play this one of the old commander in chief.
Okay.
By the way, I just heard literally coming out, and Mitch is a friend, as you know, not a joke. We always, I know people don't believe that case, but we have disagreed.
No, we believe you.
Heard out
he's
loud.
A good friend, and so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon. I don't know enough to know. By the way,
Motherfucker, you never know enough to know.
Right. Yeah. They could have told you right now. You would have forgot. Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe they're friends. Oh, yeah. I think that they're all freaking friends.
Yeah. They just play enemies on TV.
Yeah. For your entertainment.
Do you want to do some stuff?
Yeah. I'll see what I can find kind of on the fly.
Okay. I have some more stuff. This has to do with AI. And
okay.
I was just kind of blown aback by it, but just take a listen.
Yeah.
This is Vicky Verano, a brand new influencer that has recently popped up and literally been turning some heads.
Awesome tropical print. This print reminds me of Hawaii so much, and it also makes me want to go back to Hawaii because that's literally my favorite place in the whole world. And it's so tropical, so summery, so cute.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, you name it, this girl's got it. And the crazy thing is, she's AI. 100% fake. Now, if that doesn't start to scare anyone, I don't know what's going to, because that's a little bit creepy on my end of things. You guys keep saying, Dylan, we're so far away from AI being sentient, but you guys know AI as ChatGPT, which is a program of AI, but it's not AI. My opinion, this is where AI starts to get a little scary, when it starts to influence humankind. Now, in Vicky's situation, she's obviously just talking about clothing, hair, makeup, etc. But when it starts to influence votes, or maybe when it does a deep fake and pretends to be President Biden and goes online and says, guys, we're going to war with Russia, like, there's some serious consequences. I'm curious to know what you guys' thoughts are on this topic. Let me know in the comment section. We'll see you guys next time.
The first time I watched this, okay, I watched about half of it to where he said it was AI. I was just like, okay, I'm going to save this. Now, watching it again, the only tell that you can get right away is if you watch her mouth and the way she speaks. But the crazy part with TikTok, there's actually real people that do make videos that sometimes the voiceover doesn't match up quite right with the lip movement. And there's like a slight delay, so people could easily get fooled. But when I was watching it that time and watching her lips when she was speaking, I'm like, yeah, it's totally AI. But when you just look at it, you're like, wow, that's a very attractive young lady showing off a bikini.
Yeah.
And it turns out she's completely fake. So how many other fake accounts are out there? We've talked about bots for years. Now we have AI bots.
Yeah, man, that is definitely pretty freaking weird. She looked hot, too.
Yeah.
I will say. I have no shame.
One of those, it's crazy. One last thing, because I touched on this. Shit, I don't think I saved it. Motherfucker. It didn't. Oh, well. It was Owen Benjamin going off on about that redheaded Oliver Anthony or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a CIA plant and a conspiracy.
Yeah, I actually started thinking that. I mentioned that to my dad right when we started talking about this. I like the song. It doesn't change anything about, you know, how I feel about the song. I think it's a great song. But yeah, man. I mean, the first place I heard of it was Bryce Mitchell. Who's that UFC fighter that says he choked out a deer, which I don't think he did. He got the shit beat out of him by a dude. So I don't know how he'd choke out a deer. So yeah, you know, it's interesting, but I definitely think anyone that goes on Joe Rogan's podcast without exception, I think is connected in some way. So people out there that are saying like, well, what about this guy? Every single one of these people that gets on that platform are connected to something.
The new thing with him going on Joe Rogan that I've seen people are saying and posting new videos is, oh, my God, is Joe Rogan going to be saved? Because he had him on and he was like, literally, this guy turned his life over to Christ a month ago. And look at everything that's good that's happening. They're trying to spin that circle on it. But the other videos that I saw, especially with Owen Benjamin, The dude loses his fucking accent and doesn't even, he's just fucking saying dumb shit, like pre-written, pre-programmed, you know.
Like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Because, you know, you listen to that song, I mean, it's heavy country southern twang. And, yeah. And then he's like, oh, I don't want division. And it's like, dude, where'd your fucking accent go?
Yeah. Yeah, man. No, they're good at what they do, dude. They're good at, you know, creating culture and trying to control the narrative. But if nothing else, that should tell them something. If the numbers are real, if that many people really did watch that song, or yeah, I should say watch that song. It was on YouTube. If that many people watched it, they should say like, oh shit. Yeah. People are fed up with Washington, D.C. Right. But yeah, dude, I think that the dude is probably some kind of opposition of some kind, right?
Yeah.
Seems yeah, like that was the first thing I thought is, why did this guy get so big? It's a cool song, but it's not like mind blowing, you know?
I think what captured everybody was the fact that it seemed so grassroots. And I think we kind of touched on that a little bit of grassroots really isn't grassroots anymore. It's all kind of planned. And
yeah, it hasn't been for a while.
Right. And everybody's like, oh, this guy's speaking my heart, you know, and the song does speak a good message, but I think it was put there to distract everybody and give them that hopium that Q used to give.
Yeah. And, you know, someone could say that I was going to use myself as an example, but I don't want to connect myself to anything like this. But someone could say that they are reborn and they've given their life to Jesus Christ and they're still out there doing horrible, horrible things. Like, mm-hmm. Just because you say something doesn't mean shit, you know? There's a big debate, or not debate really, but like a big kind of controversy with, you know, all these fighters kind of following in John Jones' footsteps and really talking about Jesus, you know, after they go out there and beat the shit out of somebody. And I don't have a problem with it personally. But then when you look at like the type of person John Jones is, he's not a good person. He's the greatest fighter of all time, but he's not a good person at all. And it's not because he goes out there and fucks people up. It's because he runs into pregnant women with his car and then leaves them and then, you know, beats the shit out of his wife back. Not recently, but he has before. And then he always says that, you know, he's a good person with demons and he turns his life over to God, but the devil tries to corrupt him and all this stuff. That's what Christians would say if they're, you know, just trying to fall back on something. You know, you can identify as any of these damn things. And I think actions should speak louder than words always. So who gives a shit if someone follows Jesus or says they do, and then they're still doing awful things.
Right. I did find, I'm trying to find part one
of Owen Benjamin's thing.
Yeah. I might just have to play part two because it's not generating right off the bat, but
what does he say about Rogan?
I know they have beef.
He's an interesting dude. You know, you always wonder too about someone like at that level of Owen Benjamin.
And I know him and good old fuckface don't get along either.
Who's good old fuckface?
Sam Tripoli.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, he, you know, Tripoli's one of those, like, you know, Rogan dick writers. You know what I mean? So that's why anyone that says anything mean to Rogan, none of those people are going to like.
Right. I'll play it real quick.
Yeah, let's see.
So we threw the second half together.
All right, you see everybody behind him? Those are called handlers. You see how there's just guys in glasses just going like this? What do you think those guys are?
He does seem crazy.
I'm having a blast. Kyneton, you better still have this on Twitter.
Filming, or the day before filming. And really,
look at him. He's like, man, come on.
Chuck, I didn't think anybody would even see it.
Oh, this is sped up.
You know, when he sings, he has this deep accent, but when he talks, he doesn't.
Someone say Oliver's music to me. His name was Johnny Pettis from Missouri, and I knew from the moment I heard Oliver that he was special, that God was speaking through him.
Oh, yeah, there's the idol right there, right? God speaking through him. Okay. And he starts every show before he talks about how we're getting taxed to death and everything sucks and we sell our soul. He quotes scripture. So we all know that King Saul clipped 200 dicks.
People feeling depressed and hopeless, and every time you look at the TV or get online, everything's negative.
Right, but isn't that interesting how that works? He's like, man, every time I go on this media, everything seems like it's falling apart and it's just miserable. Like, we're getting taxed to death and they're fucking up kids and there ain't shit we can do. And so I want to speak to that and really drive it home. So it's like a fact. Even though you go outside and it isn't real though, you can have a garden and have a family and shit. But, you know, I don't have a wife or kids or nothing because I'm just a fat fuck.
And so I think people are just desperate for something positive again, you know, like
they really want authenticity and something positive. So I sang a song about how I'm sailing my soul and there ain't shit we can do and how everything sucks. That's why they're so desperate for something positive. And I feel their pain, man. It's like I turn on the TV and it's like someone else has fucked another kid. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, man,
we should be excited for it.
What do you hope comes of the song in your music? I know you turned to 8 million.
He's like, I just hope. He go, oh, he turned down $8 million, isn't this?
Down, you did a great statement. You say you don't want jets, you don't want tour buses. What do you want?
Just people to start appreciating each other for human beings and look beyond political differences and ideologies and a lot of things that I see corporate media and education doing, which is making everyone identify each other's differences and not their similarities.
Yeah, yeah, we should all just be the same. Isn't that right? He's like, man, I don't want no money. I live in a trailer. His whole song is about how he's angry he's poor. Okay, I know actual poor people. Like, I know actual people that struggle to make a living and they're getting beaten down by tax. I know exactly who they're trying to impersonate. They do not turn down $8 million contracts and they don't go, hey man, I'm not looking for like a house or nothing. What I want is for Democrats and Republicans to just hug and sodomites and my kids and everybody, like all these migrants, man, like we're all in it together because that's what I want in this world. I don't want to get out of debt or make any money. I just want us all to put our differences aside and go die for the Jew.
I want people to appreciate each other and appreciate each other. Hopefully, you know, hopefully just find the energy that was in this song and manifest it in people's own personal lives.
I'm going to read the lyrics as soon as we're done because he's saying his song is positive and it's about, he literally makes fun of fat people in the song. You realize that, right? He's like, 300 pounds and you're on welfare. That's my fucking money, but you just don't care, you fucking bitch. It's been just such a damn shame. Okay, so we all come together, but yet you have a problem with a fat fuck on welfare because they're taking your money, man. Hey, man, that's my money. Here's all this money. I don't want money, man. I'm here so we all come together, except for the fat guy on welfare.
Just trying to find similarities with each other instead of division. That's really all I want. Oh. I mean, I don't see our country lasting more than another generation the way we're headed. We've got to, it just represents, there's people deal with depression and anxiety, and this is something that is...
See, I'm not here to increase people's depression and anxiety. That's why we got to come together, man. Except for that fat motherfucker on welfare.
Globally.
Globally. There it is. There it is. We got to come together globally. See, what made America great was diversity and globalization, man. Come on. Listen to this.
It really had a resonation with, like, the working class?
Hopefully it represents more than just the working class. I mean, I really think that it just represents... There's people deal with depression and anxiety, and this is something that has touched people globally.
Globally. Man, you know, as a Southern man working with my hands out of my camper, what I care about is global anxiety.
That's good, man. Yeah, he's great.
Fucking went off. I'm surprised I didn't save it because I was just like, this motherfucker's just going off.
Yeah, it's good. He's making a bunch of good points, man. It's, you know, Oh, go ahead. Sorry, what?
I was just saying, you even touched on it when we first kind of reported on this. You're like, I don't buy that he would turn down $8 million contract. Like,
yeah. Yeah, man. I've said it many times where, you know, I want nothing more than to be wealthy. Like, I really, really just, I want fuck you money. Like, I really do. I just couldn't get to that point where I would do something hurtful to like a child. Or kill a bunch of innocent people to do that, right? Like, hey, go poison this river. I just talked about this weird family in a recent episode that, you know, is kind of behind fluoride and stuff in modern times. And it seems like, you know, they were born into money, but they just want more and more and more. And they're willing to poison like towns and cities and states and possibly the whole world because they just want more and more and more. So I could never... Yeah, dude, I can never get to that point. I want a few million. You know what I mean? I don't need $1 billion. I don't need a yacht. You know what I mean? I don't need any of that shit. It's corny, kind of. You know, like Conor McGregor has this Lamborghini yacht. It's corny. It really is. Like, I get like the idea of being like the richest guy in the room is cool and all that stuff. But I just want like enough to where I can kind of take care of myself with some luxuries, right? I'm not saying I want to, you know, drive a shit car and live in a shit house, but just have money in the bank. No, I want, you know, nice stuff, but I could never do this stuff, dude. And, you know, I would take $8 million. You know what I mean? If,
fuck yeah.
if my podcast were to go like super viral and some company was like, hey, come on board with us and we'll give you $8 million and talk about this stuff, I would do that, but I would make it clear. I wouldn't hide it from people. You know what I mean? Because at that point, who gives a fuck about the content? You know, I'm not going to be, trying to put out solid shit where it's like, and to be clear, that's never going to happen, you know? So I think it's funny when people lie about that, though, when they say like, oh, dude, no, I would never work for the CIA. It's stupid. You know, those are the people that you got to worry about. So, yeah, man, the CIA, I'd be the last person, I feel like, one of the last people in this whole podcast world that they would actually approach. It's nuts, dude. It's really sad that you can connect with a song like that. And it's just all bullshit, dude. Like, that's all that this is. Every single fucking platform that gets massive like that is all fake.
Yeah.
So it sucks, dude. It really does suck.
It does. Because I'm like you, man. If I came into a little bit of fuck you money, you know what I mean? My dream, I would buy a shit ton of acreage in the middle of a mountain somewhere in America, probably out west. Very remote, have all the toys to play with, you know, your razors, four-wheelers, whatever, hunt fish, just know that I don't have to worry about putting food on the table for my family and my loved ones, and just be comfortable and just know to wake up in a beautiful cabin every day, sip a cup of coffee and be like, I think I'm going to go try and catch a fish today. And if
I've seen those luxury cabins.
Oh, dude.
They're fucking, and yeah, you'd take care of your daughter, your brother, your co-host here, right? Yeah, you'd give me a few mil, right? Because I would.
You'd be part of my security.
Oh yeah, dude, I'll take care of you. No, man, I mean, dude, I would like to have a compound with people that I actually care about. You know, not just family members, but like if you had enough, get a compound with people that like you trust. You know. Yeah. And I mean, if you got, I mean, think about, you know, 20 acres, 40 acres, something like that. You could have a lot of houses on that. And you could do
thousands, though, thousands of acres.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you, Oprah here? Come on. That's not going to.
Just saying, if I had the fuck you money, that's what I would do.
That's going to cost billions, though. You know what I mean? Like to do all that and not be broke. Like, yeah, you could buy thousands of acres, but then what are you going to put on the thousands of acres? If you know what I mean? If you got.
Brock Lesnar has a few thousand acres.
Where?
He bought a lot of property up in Canada.
Okay. And Brock Lesnar might be a billionaire, though, dude, honestly.
Yeah, he could be, or a very, very, very high millionaire, you know, between his WWE and UFC dealings and what have you. But I don't know, man. He just likes to hunt fish and, you know, do his country thing and be Brock Lesnar. I used to fucking hate the dude. But the more I see how his lifestyle is and interviews that I've seen him on, I'm like, you know what? I don't know why. I guess I just hated you because you sounded like a girl when you talk.
Yeah.
You're the big, massive beast, but you're actually you seem kind of cool and down to earth and like some of the same shit I do.
Yeah. It says online that he's worth $25 million, but I would say that is absolutely low because he's got a private jet, he's got several cars. There's one source that says that he has like this humble little, like, you know, two car garage house. That's fake. Right. The dude's got several cars. He's got a private jet, to own a private jet alone is very expensive. Most of the time when you're seeing someone fly in a private jet and they're filming themselves flying, they're renting a jet. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? My dad's boss is very, very wealthy and he rents private jets. Like, you know, he was really kind to take my dad and myself and, you know, a couple of his employees out on a private jet to watch a supercross race. But it wasn't his. When I was younger, I thought it was his jet. I was like, oh, I want to get to that point. Right. But I mean, it's people like, I think he rented, like, it was like Fleetwood Mac's jet. You know, it's like people that are old money when it comes to like shit like that. I would consider Fleetwood Mac kind of old money in a way. Maybe not, but you know what I'm saying? Like it takes a lot more than you think just to own one, dude. Cause you're sitting there and they're constantly spending money even when they're not flying. Mm-hmm. So yeah, oh, man, yeah. It's
maintenance and upkeep on a jet is nonstop.
And space that it takes to rent, you know, like
space. Then just talk about fuel alone to fly it. That ain't cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll melt steel in the world. Yeah, in diesel. The World Trade Center.
I forgot how powerful and hot diesel burns.
Yeah. Well, it's not diesel. It's jet fuel.
That's what jet fuel is.
It's diesel.
Yeah. It's shitty grade diesel.
Really?
Yeah. So like all your fighter jets that you see and your commercial jets, it's diesel.
Wow. I didn't know that. They call it jet fuel and it makes it sound sexier, like it's something special.
Yeah, they made it. Oh, it's high octane. No, it really isn't. That's why the jet is designed to burn, compress, and combust, and that's what gives you your thrust.
That's funny, man. And yeah, for people that may not know, like, I mean, you would know this shit. You know what I mean? Like, you worked around this stuff for how long? 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
So, yeah, in the military, Air Force.
In the Air Force, they use the shittiest fucking diesel. Like, I mean, shitty.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
You know, because, you know, cheap. Design an engine to run it. So maybe commercial airlines might run a little bit of higher grade diesel than what the military does, but maybe not. You know, it's diesel. And I always laugh when people are like, oh, yeah, it's jet fuel. It's high octane. No, it's not.
Well, that's what everyone's told, you know, like if people aren't told that, you know, that's just what they're going to expect. So it's good that that's the first I've heard, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's good.
High octane. That's when you get into like your NHRA and your nitromethane, dragsters, you know?
I was going to say fucking dragsters, man.
The rail cars and the funny cars and what have you. That's high octane shit.
We used to run high octane, like 101, 105 in my motorcycle. You know what I mean? In my dirt bike when I was racing those. So that would be considered high octane, right? 105, 103?
Not in the racing world, but that is a higher octane. Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
compared to what you'd normally run in a regular vehicle. You know, your car, what you get, maybe 93, 97 in some areas, maybe?
I think it's 98. Isn't that unleaded? Is 97, 98?
Something like that. So 101 isn't too much. I mean, it's just probably a little less water and a little more
corn. Okay. Well, then let's, so Matthew, a buddy of the show, you know, listener, sent this in specifically talking about biblical shit going on. I'm not sure exactly when he sent this. Oh, he sent this Thursday. So he sent it for this week.
Okay.
Let's check this out. Let's see if the volume picks up right away.
Interesting facts. Mount Hermon, the highest United Nations base in the world, sits on the peak of Mount Hermon, which is where the fallen angels landed according to the Book of Enoch. This is where the UN got their color blue from, as fallen angels were also Hindu gods which were blue. In year 1666 of all years, Louis XIV of France declared the meridian points, where 33.33 degrees east by 33.33 degrees north of the equator sits Mount Hermon. Keep in mind a third of the angels fell from heaven, or 33.33. Also 33 is an important number in Freemasonry. It's also interesting that Hermon means forbidden place in the Encyclopedia of Britannica.
Follow and subscribe for more.
Now, if anyone's going to do a reaction video, that's how they should do it. Just take a picture of themselves pointing out with a crazy expression on your face and show it. That idea is wild, of the blue being taken from like Shiva and all that stuff, right? I didn't even think about that at all, but because I, you know, I've been mentioning this, I've been wondering what the blue is for, right? Not necessarily what, like how it pertains to Hawaii, but like the UN, World Economic Forum, all these different things. CERN does it too. NASA does it to an extent. They incorporate some red in there too, but blue and white you see over and over again with these creepy organizations. That Star of Life that you see on the ambulance, that's blue and white, right? So you see it constantly. So that is kind of cool to get a little bit of clarity on what that could represent there. I like it.
It is interesting. I don't know, I have my own quirky little thoughts, but we've all been down that path, so I don't need to rehash any of that. But yeah, I mean, you get into the 33, you got 33 vertebrae. I mean, 33 is so significant in all this shit. And then, you know, I'm sure somehow you could tie in the blue chakra into it as well in some of these cases.
Or is that your throat?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, chakra's kind of gay, to be honest. Yeah,
I never got into the chakras and what have you. Now, I don't know. I believe in some of that type of work of transferring your energy to somebody. I've done it, but, you know, who knows? I don't know. I just don't buy into the whole hippy-dippy part of it.
Dude, I saw a great, I wonder if I saved it. I found such a cool one. Someone might have sent it to me, actually. Really, really cool video about like the whole like toroidal field thing and the, I'm redoing the shirt, by the way. The nice. Force piece. Oh dude, I got to show you this video with this girl right here. It's hilarious. Oh, this right here.
Adam and Eve is an encoded story. The sin of Eve is the sine wave. Adam is atom, which is one. Eve is even, which is two. Sin of Eve is the one white light splitting into two, which is redshift, blue shift. This then creates the sin of Eve, the sine wave. This is why we're born into sin. Sine wave, the sun's a sine wave, the DNA, the zodiac. This is because we live in a light wave universe where everything is created out of light. The sin of Eve is you incarnating out of counter space, entering the dualistic material physical world. In the Bible, it doesn't say what fruit it was, but it's always been depicted as an apple because apples are Taurus fields, which is the only thing that exists. Okay. iPhone. I is the soul, the inner you. The symbol is the apple, the Taurus field, with a bite out of it, which is us biting into the Taurus field incarnation. Red and blue siren. Roses are red, violets are blue. Red tap, blue tap. Red pill, blue pill. This is because the Taurus field is white light splitting into red and blue, which then gives birth to the plane of inertia, which is physical matter, planet Earther. I update this PDF forever. The link is in the bio. Adam and Eve is an encoded story.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find that link, by the way, just to see if we can share, because that's cool, dude. I love that kind of stuff.
Yes, I have a clip actually to parallel with that.
Well, let me let you go. And then I got to show you that video of that girl, dude. It's so funny. Like, she's making fun of like female gym influencers.
Okay.
It's solid. I got to take a piss.
All right. You go.
So if you want me to watch this, just banter for a second.
Okay. I can banter. I talk about whatever, but no, I some reason, I don't know if I seen that video or we might've played it on an other earlier episode of Conspiracy Underground, but I love digging into that. That thought process, because it's different, but at the same time it makes sense. And you know, when you look into religions and everything else and their language that they use and just kind of slowly twist certain things, and here you have it, you know, the sine wave, born into sin. We're all sinners, yes, because it's synergy and what have you. So it's fascinating stuff. And apparently my computer does not want to work. So maybe I won't be able to play this video. Oh, I love Windows. I absolutely love Windows. So maybe one day I can upgrade out of Windows and do something. Because Windows suck. And ever since I did that damn update. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's see if this will work and get back into my shiznit and ramble on. Ramble on! Yeah, that's what I do. Ramble on. So where is she? There she is. All right. Hopefully Ryan will be back from introducing Mr. Thick Dick to Urinal Cake. Heard he's hung like a horse and as white as an elephant. No, he's a big man with big dreams, so to speak. But yeah. He'll if he listens back to the episode, he'll hear that. So
sorry, I took a little longer. Kim started painting out there. It looks great.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. It's nice when someone does something around here, you know?
There you go. So did everything go okay with Mr. Thick Dick and urinal cake?
Yeah, I had to wrap it back around my leg before I came back in here.
Good. Don't want you to trip.
Yeah.
All right. Where? There it is. All right. Really not going to play? You fucking son of a bitch. Again, Windows sucks ass.
I'm using Windows.
Yeah, my Windows suck.
This lady just blew my mind with this video I'm about to play for y'all. I love her for making it. But when you watch it, you got to keep these three things in mind. Look, number one, religious people say that God is up above in the sky, right? Keep that in mind. Number two, before religion came into play, every single civilization on our planet worshiped the sun as God. They wrote that the sun is the physical manifestation of God in this realm. Keep that in mind. Number three, right now, if you go look up images of Jesus, in most of the pictures, he's going to have the sun in the background. Majority of the time, it's right behind his head.
Hey, babies, I'm back with a quick one right now. Mama got some shit I need to do today, but I want to talk to y'all something about this Sunday. A lot of y'all dressing up, putting the wigs on, and putting on your best Sunday outfits, and you're going into these houses of worship, and you're worshiping God today, called the Son of God. You know, there was a time they used to call us the people of the sun. Then they said we were sun worshipers back in the day. But we wasn't worshiping no sun. You done took the you, capped it off and put an O, and now you got us all worshiping your sun. You know, back in the day, they told us that the body was the temple. That's your church and God living you. But now they want you to worship some God outside yourself, living up in the sky, sitting on the throne with a bunch of naked babies around it. Y'all seen them pictures they drew of God up there with all them babies with no clothes on and no mama around? Makes you wonder. But let me ask you something, baby. Let me tell you, as long as you don't think God live in you and live outside you, they gonna harness all your spiritual power, baby. Them churches are harnessing sinners to pull all your energy in. And your pastors and your priests, they all went to them schools of theology, supposed to be. Well, who taught them about God? Did they look like them? Who wrote the curriculum about all these organized religions that they force-fed in? Got you bowing down to these symbols and they holidays, a lot of certain star systems and things. It's all spell work, baby. Do I believe the Bible? I believe there's a lot of truth in that book, but also some of us old girls know that book was used for a lot of spell casting, full of astrology and numerology with your 12s and your 3s and your 6s and your 7s. Mama gonna give you some breadcrumbs, but it's up for you babies to go ahead and do the homework. But I'm gonna ask you a question, all of y'all rocking your symbols of executions around your neck. Yeah, because when Jesus was hanging on that cross, they had a bow to the left of him and to the right of him. Both with, they was killing people that way. Symbol of executions. Let me ask you something. They would have killed that boy by hanging him. Would you all be wearing nooses around your neck? Makes you wonder.
Man, shout out to Mama T. You gotta go check her page out. She has amazing content. And let her know Moses sent you. This lady just...
Yeah, that's interesting, man. The names of these people is kind of weird. But if you can send me that, man, because I'm actually going to talk with Operation Red Pill. That's a good talking point. And then this former one, too. Because it always trips me out when people take the Bible so literally. You know, not saying that ORP does that. But... when people say that it's like all factual stuff and there's no, you know, metaphors in there, again, not saying that they do that, but I kind of think that the Bible was written by like some evil people, dude. Like, I don't know, maybe that's blasphemous and I hope it's not. I like to think that I have good in my heart and I'm not saying that God's evil in any way, and I'm not saying that Jesus is evil. it's just like, what the fuck, man? Like, that book has been used for a lot of horrible things, man. You know, I don't know. Religious
book, not just the Bible. The Quran.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, I'm not singling out Christianity. Obviously, I lean towards Christianity.
Right.
You know,
it's stuff like that that makes me think and question everything. You know, think for yourself. That, you know, it's one of my biggest things. It doesn't mean I don't believe. It just means I have to question, because none of us know the answer to shit.
Right.
And you know what I mean? It's just all what we theorize and how we put one and one together to get two and make ourselves feel better. And I don't know. And if you are religious and you do go to church, great. And if that helps you to be a better person, great. I fully support that. I just don't support the bad side of a lot of these, you know, religions, and Catholicism included.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Catholicism's the big one, right? Like, that's the worst, it seems like. But when I went to that church service recently, you know, for my sister, because she works for a and she's not religious, you know, my sister's not religious at all, but she works for a church because she wants to get into, like, early child education. And, like, I think that her goal is to, like, own a daycare. So, you know, she's working. And, dude, by the way, man, we went to, like, where the daycare is held, and it was in a former pastor's house. It was the dopest building I've ever been in, as far as, like, a house would be. There's, like, underground chambers in this thing. Like, it was wild, dude. I should have been filming while we were walking through there. I kept thinking, I thought about that damn house for like 3 days after that. I was like, man, like, that's the goal, is to live in a freaking house like that, dude. It was like beautiful. And it's all set up, you know, the infants are in one room, the 1 and 2 year olds are in another, 3 and 4 year olds, 5 and 6, and like all that shit. But I mean, what an epic house. And it's like, you know, wouldn't you kind of do some corrupt shit to get a thing like that? And then you're like doing all of it behind religion. Mm-hmm. Pastors always seem to live pretty well, and priests and all these things seem to live very well, not to mention cardinals and the Pope and all this stuff, right? So
they don't go without.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty okay financially. Mother Teresa, another one, you know, one of these people that seem to like be encouraging suffering for some reason. So again, what's that?
And human trafficking, smuggling children.
Dude, yeah, the Catholic Church is the worst with that. And she's Catholic, by the way, right? Mother Teresa was. But yeah, dude, like I was looking through a whole list of crimes and human trafficking that the Vatican Church was perpetuating. And it's, I mean, probably billions of kids throughout, you know, their existence. But on record, hundreds and hundreds of millions, like several hundred millions. That's on record, right? So that's scary. Obviously, Christianity is separate from that. And then if you're just believing in God and you're saying, like what that lady was saying, God's within you, you don't need to go to church to get connected to God. You can do your own studies and your own forms of worship, which I think is the best way to do it. But yeah, man, just when we went there, the thing that I wanted to mention about that church, the service, was that, you know, when they called us all up to do the, you know, eating of the communion, right?
Yep.
And what they do, they mix with grape juice and wine. You take it, the guy dips it in there for you, hands it to you, right? First of all, I don't know where his hands have been, okay? But I feel pressure to eat the damn thing. So I take this, and I feel like I'm a cannibal doing this shit, eating the flesh of Jesus. Yep. And I mentioned that to my parents and my sister. I was like, don't you think it's weird that you eat Jesus, right? And my mom's like, well, it's just a metaphor, right? And my mom's not stupid.
Right. The bread is the body of Christ, and the wine is the blood of Christ.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't that fucking weird?
It's a little creepy. It is basically cannibalism and human sacrifice still being worshipped and practiced.
And it's not literal cannibalism. It's metaforical cannibalism, right? So that'd be like saying, you know, and this is extreme. And I'm not even going to use Jesus, because like I said, I follow Jesus. But let's say you're taking something like Shiva, and mm-hmm. you're holding something that's shaped like a mouth, right? And like, this is the mouth of Shiva. I'm going to put my dick on it, right? And Shiva's going to be sucking me off. It's a metaphor. It's not real.
Right.
That's dark, dude. It's really, really dark stuff. It's like it's like fetishizing and fantasizing something that should be looked at as like tragic, right? Yeah. It shouldn't be like romanticized, right? Yeah. Obviously, you're remembering something. And I think that that's something that's really backwards in our culture is that, you know, honoring the dead and the fallen soldiers and stuff, right? That's something that should be remembered, but like, why not like remember their lives more than the day that they died? It seems backwards to me. Like, you know, obviously death is a very significant part of people's lives, but why not, you know, the Vietnam Memorial, right? It's all these people that died. Why not do something more positive than like, look at the, all these people that were sold out by their government. Why not like put their birthdays on there? Isn't it just their names and like the day they died or what? Do you remember exactly what the Vietnam Memorial has on it?
I think it's their name, rank, and date of death. It might have date of birth and date of death. It's been a while since I actually looked at it, but I've never seen
I'm trying to look it up. It's 57,000, almost 56,000 members of the armed forces. Facts, summary, years, time. Because, you know, you'd see what I'm getting at here, like just focusing on the day that someone died, right? And it's almost like even to Christians and people that wear the cross, it's almost like it's focusing on the death, which the death, they say that it's all about, you know, saving us from our sins and all this stuff. But death is like a negative thing for the most part, right? I mean,
okay. So when they're honoring or remembering, you know, Jesus on the cross or whatever, that was the way the Catholic Church, then fast forward into Christianity, brought in paganism beliefs into Christianity. So the pagans would still kind of worship. Look, we still do the same thing. You know, the Vikings or pagans or whatever honored their dead. They fought in battle. It was righteous to die in battle and go to Valhalla. You know what I mean? Like, and even like the Spartans, like it was a rite of passage. If you fought, you know, in a war and you died honorably, you know what I mean? It was always celebrated. So they brought that in to religion, and that's where you get that crossover. And it's just one of those things where it's like there's so much in Christianity and all these religions that tie into all the old religions that they tried to stomp out with paganism, Druids, you know, the list goes on.
The birthday.
Yes. And you sit there and you look, you know, how do we celebrate Christ's birthday? With a fucking Christmas tree.
Right. With a star on top.
Okay. And then they tell the story. The three wise men followed the North Star. Okay. I get it. But show me a fucking pine tree in the Middle East. There is none. You know, so it's just their way of bringing in celebrating.
Well, I watched, what is that one? The Lone Survivor. There was pine trees in that. I think there's pine trees in Afghanistan and shit like that.
Yeah, but Christ was not from Afghanistan.
Right. I know. Yeah, he wasn't. But where was he from? Jerusalem? Right.
Nazareth.
So that would be in like Israel today, supposedly.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's some pine trees around there. I don't know. I'm no doctor, but, you know, you'd think so. I don't know, man. Yeah, I have a lot of questions, dude. I think it'll be a fun episode, you know, talking with those guys. If you want to come with me on that, too, we can do that together.
Yeah. When is it?
I think it's the 9th. Sunday. And that is interesting too, talking about the whole Sunday thing. I know you're back to work on Monday, but we talked about doing
what time,
it. So
I'm on Sunday.
I don't know, to be honest. I can get at you off this because I'm sure people don't give a shit about our scheduling. But yeah, man. We're probably wrapping up here shortly, huh?
Yeah, we can. We're coming up on an hour and a half.
Okay. Let me see if I can find one more clip, one more serious clip before we wrap. Let's see. I'm going to send one from a loyal. Thanks for sending me that, by the way.
Oh, it did come through. Good.
Yeah. On Instagram here.
I was like, should I email? No, I'll send it on Instagram. Then you can just pull it right up.
Yeah. Let's see. So yeah, that's kind of tough. Oh, okay, so this Cody, he's an old listener of the show, been listening for a long time. He sends all kinds of good stuff. And Cody, if you're listening, dude, sorry that I missed so many things. Excuse me. Let's see what he sent that's got the Earth in it right here. Stuff's always fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, share my screen. This will be the last serious clip, and I just wanted to show you that funny one with that girl making fun of fitness models.
Okay.
Planet Earth is the plane of inertia. Planet Earth is not a planet. The center of the field is the most magnetic point. This is why all compasses point to the North Pole. It's a pole of electromagnetic energy, and above North Pole is polar. Everything's made out of electromagnetic torus field. Physical matter is a result of two opposing forces equalized on the plane of inertia. Here is the uterus, which is the utorus, a portal. 0 and 1, which is the binary code of this simulation, and it comes from the torus field. Your spirit is a spiral of energy, an electromagnetic torus field. Your crown chakra is a lotus of life, which is a top-down view of a torus field, because this all goes into your head. The hyperboloid of a torus field inhales and exhales, and this is why your nose is the same thing. Your torso is anything below the head, which is your torus field. The neutron is the plane of inertia, planet Earther. The negative electron, the positive proton. The bi-ball is the torus field. 2 means bi, and these are called balls. 2 balls, bi-ball. We also have the tora, the torus field, because this is the only thing that exists. As above, so below. This is the torus field, and this is the plane of inertia, planet Earther. The ancients understood this. The sun and moon going around the magnetic north pole is your Ida and Pingala, the pineal and pituitary gland going around your spine, which is also the north pole. Everything's micro macro. The link is in the bio for this PDF.
That's great, man.
The link
is
in the bio for the Earth book as well.
Planet Earth. I want to find this book, man. We found it twice. Cody, thanks for sending that, because that's a different one. What are the odds, right? I mean, like, I didn't even see. I just saw, like, oh, cool, it's the Earth. So Cody sent one, and who was that? Matthew? Did he send the other one?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, man. This is stuff that I do want to look into, and it could be looked at as kind of like, you know, pseudoscience or whatever. But I think it's good stuff, man. I think it's fascinating stuff to look into.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and it goes into, you know, how they just spin the words and spellings of shit and, you know.
All right, two funny clips, dude. I got two funny clips here. Remember, I showed you one of these bowling animations from a while back. Remember that?
Yep.
It's like with 9/11.
Uh-huh.
This is good. Okay. Honors in his career. The bowling animation. I'll describe it for listeners. You've got some Native Americans running around. They hear a horn. Looks like some pilgrims bringing blankets to the Native Americans.
Enjoy your small pox.
Yeah. The balls are the pilgrims. The pins are the Indians. They get their smallpox. 3 of them. All these different Native American pins fall down with the cornucopia. 3 in a row. And they show for that was for 3 strikes in a row, which is a turkey in bowling terms. So they show the turkey. Isn't that great?
That is fucking awesome.
Oh, no. The one that I showed you before was about a school shooting. It was about a ball that was a school shooter, and all the pins were hiding in lockers and stuff. Yep. And the ball shot all the pins. It's wild. But yeah, this is hilarious. And, you know, the more respectful people that don't like hearing words like the P word, the female part, it is the name of the show. You go ahead and you could probably end the show now, but this is hilarious if you're not too sensitive when it comes to, you know, words. But here we go.
Hi, guys. Come watch me train back, even though I know you'll be watching my fat ass because that's how I've set the camera up. I start with a pull down and unnecessarily poke my ass out before I sit, and then I move to a bent over row where I place the camera directly behind me for you to see that pussy fat. After, I do an exercise like side raises because even though it's not a part of back day, it's a good angle for my ass. And then we come to the end of the video where I will stand with my ass in the camera and pretend that that was a really hard workout. I'll then do a peace sign and walk off. See you next time. Hi, guys.
Isn't that great, dude? Like, I mean,
accurate clip.
I know.
Oh my god, it's just I gotta show my ass. I'm squatting down so you can see my butt.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
And she mentions too, like, yeah, we're going to do back workouts today. And, you know, it's the only reason I'm filming my back workouts is because it's showing my ass the whole time, you know?
Right.
But she has a few of those and they're good, dude. They're all really funny. And she's an attractive woman. She's got a great ass too. But it's just funny how she's kind of like calling these people out. But yeah, man, I think we nailed it here.
We did.
And, you know, had a fun show. Little loose. It's a Labor Day episode. Okay. Nice. Hopefully this will, you know, bring you guys some comfort going back to work of some kind. I don't know. You know, trying to end it on a positive note. But what do you say we get in the cunt of the week?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
Now, keep in mind, you can only pick one person because we didn't talk about too many people today.
Okay.
You can go first.
The city council of Maui.
Okay. I thought you were going to pick the Oprah and Rock clip. So I was going to say,
he'll pick that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like only one person. I was hoping you were going to go Oprah. I was going to go The Rock, but okay, yeah.
I can do that. They're way more cunty than the fucking city council. I just liked how BJ Penn, you know, picked him apart a little bit, but Oprah, ton of the week.
You got Oprah. I got The Rock. Hey, we got there organically. That's wild. Yeah, dude, fuck those two, man. What a horrible. And you know what's crazy is The Rock bought a house for this guy. I think his name is Temba Garembo. If I'm thinking of the right fighter in the UFC, he came over here with like $7 in his bank account and all this shit. The Rock had the same story. Both stories are probably fake.
Oh, the Rock story is fake as fuck. He's a third or fourth generation wrestler. Not that they made millions back in the day, but that's the only reason he made his millions was because of his family lineage in pro wrestling.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You know, like you think of Hawaii as being like an expensive place to live, but I know a lot of people that have lived there generationally, like they live in like trailers, like single wide trailers, very ghetto style homes, but they're in paradise. You know what I mean? Like they're rich in different ways.
Absolutely. And eat a lot of spam.
Yes, which is
consumer of spam in the world is Hawaii.
Right. And from what I'm told, that is not a fine meat. Am I wrong about that?
I enjoy it. It's a little salty. I get the low sodium spam. But
I mean, like fine dining, like it's not aged meat or anything. It's
no, it's just ground up pork.
I've eaten it. Come on. Yeah. Who hasn't eaten spam?
I like it.
It's kind of good.
Yeah, you know, but like I said, I get the low sodium, so I'm not sitting there sucking down a fucking gallon of water when I'm done drinking or eating a couple pieces of it. But
no, you fry it up, right? You don't need it cold like a psychopath. You fry it?
I do both. You know me, man. I love my Vienna sausages. I'll fucking slice off a piece of cold spam. I'll eat a cold hot dog. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I haven't eaten a Vienna sausage in a long time, but used to love them as a kid, and I used to love spam. I try to eat higher quality meats these days, and I'm actually trying to cut back on meat a little bit, only because it's expensive.
Right.
That's the only reason. It's not to save the earth. It's because it's expensive as shit.
Even spam got expensive. That used to be cheap as shit.
Well, dude, you got to think that spam's got to be one of the worst things when it comes to like green, you know, whatever, this fake thing that they're putting out there. The chicken is relatively cheap. I got like five chicken breasts or six chicken breasts for like $12, you know. It's probably horrible quality, but nonetheless, it's meat. So whatever, guys. But yeah, cunts of the week, Oprah and The Rock, get at us.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Conspiracy Underground and the Conspiracy Underground News Team, also known as CUNT. And we will see you next Tuesday.